Welcome to Pursuing Biblical Masculinity, a podcast where we explore God's word to uncover the disciplines we need to live out our faith. Our goal is to help men not just know scripture, but give them the tools they need to put it into practice so that they can stand firm in their faith. Well, today is the first episode in a five-part series called Solo Scriptura, The Importance and Privilege of Knowing God's Word. And over the next few episodes, we're going to look at why we must be in God's Word, how God has given us this gift. It aligns our hearts to who He is. It shows us who we are. It defines our purpose and gives us practical ways to live out our faith. And today we're going to be specifically looking at the history of Solo Scriptura and how God's Word is an amazing gift to us. If we open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7, reading verses 24 through 27, we'll see just how important God's word is for our lives. Starting in verse 24, it says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the wind blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it." The rock in this instance is the word of God. Here we have Jesus speaking, really finishing up his longest sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, and is telling the people, if you're hearing these words of mine and you do them and you put them into practice, it's like building your house on a solid rock. Because life storms are coming. He doesn't say if they come, he's saying when they come. You're going to have a foundation to live off of. You're going to have a foundation that will help you sustain even in the midst of tribulation. But if you hear these words, if you read these words, and you don't do them, you don't take them to heart, or you ignore them, it's like building your house on sand. You have no foundation. The rock in this instance is the Word of God. The Word of God is our foundation. It's His special revelation that points us to salvation. It also gives us the strength and the confidence we need to sustain in the midst of all the craziness that we experience in life. And you see, for years, hundreds of years, most of Europe, most of the world did not have access to God's word. They relied on the mediation of priests. In a lot of cases, these Catholic priests also didn't have God's word. Many of them were not educated in God's word. It was really reserved for the few. It was in Latin if they had any access to it. Most people weren't speaking Greek or Hebrew. And so these things that God had given us had been blinded to us. And thankfully, through the Reformation, one of the cries was Sola Scriptura. It was this call back to God's word. God's word alone is what points us to Christ, what points us to God and who He is and the character that He has displayed and how He cares for us. And we have to really be grateful for men like Luther and William Tyndale and others who physically risked their lives to make God's word available to the masses. I mean, Tyndale was martyred for translating the Bible into English. And most of you listening to this podcast, I'd assume you speak English because I'm not translating it into other languages. We are able to read God's word today because of men who risked their lives and who really, really bought into this idea of sola scriptura and saw God's word not as just something that would be nice to have, but as God's gift to man to reveal His heart to man. And Christ here says how important that word is because it's what sustains us in the midst of our lives here on earth. And today, many of us have most likely multiple Bibles in our home, multiple versions of Bibles in our home. We carry on smart devices where we can access any translation we want, yet many of us rarely read or study scripture on a regular basis. I was convicted of this a few years ago, watching my wife take part in Bible study fellowship and seeing how much scripture she was reading and studying and realizing me as a spiritual leader of the house was doing a fraction of what she was doing. And I was wondering why my life felt out of balance. Maybe some of you are at this moment too, saying, well, I'm a Christian, but it just seems like I'm disconnected. Well, a core of that may come from the fact that you're not studying God's word. You're not reading God's word for yourself. And as men, if we're going to be who God has called us to be, leaders in our home, leaders in our business, leaders in our community, leaders in our church, we have to make Scripture a priority. It's essential. It's not a maybe. It's not an extra add to make us a better Christian. It's really essential to who we are called to be as Christians. I mean, we have literally what the Bible calls God's breathed word, yet we rarely seek to read it, understand it, meditate on it, put it into practice. And we leave that to our pastors or our elders to tell us what to think. And that's honestly, it's dangerous because they're just men too. They try their best in most cases, but we need to be studying it for ourselves. And the core of that call comes from Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, which says, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Paul's charging Timothy with studying Scripture and the importance of Scripture in his life. And one thing that's important here is when Paul is saying all Scripture, he has the Old Testament in view. He's looking at the Old Covenant, Genesis, all the way through to Malachi. And he's saying this is important for you to know because it does a few things. It rebukes you, it corrects you, and it helps you to train in righteousness, to live a life of righteousness. And it starts with us. We shouldn't just read Scripture with the lens of like, we can use this to teach others or to train others. That's a good thing down the road, but it starts with us, applying it to ourselves. Scripture rebukes us of our sin. Every time I read Scripture and it calls out something that I'm struggling in, it pierces my heart. And it forces me to look at my life in a different way and to change my actions to become in accordance with God's word. It corrects me when I have a wrong view of God and who God is and how God feels about me or the situation I'm in. And again, points me back to him, and it helps train me in righteousness and the way I should be living my life. I shouldn't just live my life in any old way. I should live my life according to what God has called me to do. And we do this as servants of God, all believers, so that then we are able to be equipped to do the work that he's given us. And if you're a man, you've been called to do a specific work, to lead in your homes, to lead in your marriages, to lead in your churches, to lead in the business community as Christians. You may have heard it said that God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called, which is absolutely a true thing, but this is not an excuse to be lazy. I sometimes see that, well, I don't really need to do this because God will equip me. As if God's going to just implant the wisdom we need into our brain. God gave us a brain. He gave us intellect. He gave us the ability to learn. And then he gave us his word to study. And that is how we are equipped. By reading the word. By reading the God-breathed word. And applying it in our lives. And making it a priority in our lives. So as we close out this first episode, I have a few questions I want you just to think about. And the first is this: how often do you study God's word? And be honest with yourself. The second is, what have you allowed to take precedent over God's word in your life? What are you placing a higher value on? What are you placing more time in? And then third, I want you to make a commitment to be in God's word daily. Make it a habit. Make it a core of who you are so that you can know God at a deeper level. You're not going to know everything about him. You're not going to be able to figure God out because that's impossible, but it's going to reveal things to you and it's going to change and shape your heart in ways that nothing else can. If you're looking for accountability in this process, this is where coaching and mentoring comes in. I have coaches and mentors in my life that I meet with on a regular basis that I have to tell them the truth about what I'm actually doing. I have to put down my guard and I have to say, yeah, I'm studying God's word. I'm doing these things I've committed to. Or I've got to say, man, I'm falling short and I need help. If you're looking to grow deeper in your relationship with God, Christian coaching is an amazing thing. It allows you to have somebody in your corner that's going to challenge you, that's going to push you to be the man you want to be. If you're interested in learning more about Christian life coaching, visit our website at reformedandredeemed.org.